Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to the featured show of Oracle Divination Network, as well as Omi's Production Studio. Thank you so much for joining me today. And this is a session that includes the Medical Terminology Foundation of Health Science Total Retention System. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a program that I have been telling you about that we were waiting to receive. As some of you know, you might have attended the other medical terminology class that I offered last year, and this is the actual program that I was waiting for to get anyone who is interested involved in medical records. And this is the home health medical records that I'm referring to in the specialty areas. Now, we are going to be starting up the medical terminology that covers the full total retention. It actually tells you that upon completing this class, you'll retain, hopefully, 85% of the information that is being taught. And that is a retention of medical terms, suffixes, and prefixes. And we actually have 16 modules in this set, with an exception of the one, the 17th, for dealing with suggested questions and answers. And this is going to be one of the most different classes you have ever taken, and it will actually help you to understand the fact that you can learn medical terminology and have full retention without going to class taking notes. That's right. This is a hands-on program where you will actually be doing a lot of audio listening and video watching and hands-on. So wouldn't you know it, there's not a lot of preparation other than reviews in the evening and using your class time to review appropriately. Now, this Dean Vaughn Medical Program I have taught through working with Blue Cross Blue Shield, where I actually was able to implement the program hands-on with the video vision, hands-on in a co-host class where you actually attend class. Now, this class, the actual author has gone and adapted the class for online viewing, which is a little bit different than being in a class where you're one-on-one. Now, I'm going to go through the class for all those people who would like to know more about it, and you can attend for free to get an idea of how this class is set up and how does it allow you to retain 85% of the information. Now, I want you to know that, ladies and gentlemen, most programs cannot guarantee you 85% of retention. But this program has been around for a long, long time. And the author of it has not only just created medical terminology for retention, he has actually manipulated and put together programs in SAT, dealing with the actual music or theory. He's done a number of different things with this concept. And this is actual retention, where the brain retains the information so that you can recall it. It's word association, definitely. And we're going to cover suffixes and prefixes, and we will do anatomical body parts, the parts of the body, the 206 bones of the body, as well as the organs of the body. Now, this medical term is a preparation for any class that you might want to take in the medical field, like phlebotomy, respiratory therapy, nursing, nursing assistant, occupational therapy. They all require that you have medical terminology. Now, how did I come up on this class? Well, I actually had to take a class in medical terminology, and I've taken two medical terminology courses in my lifetime. I've actually taught medical terminology and have a pretty good foundation for the anatomical sounds as well as the anatomical parts of the body. And with this class being a foundational class, you go from learning the medical terminology to learning anatomy and physiology. Now, can you also learn medical terms? Can you also learn anatomy and physiology in the same process with word association? Yes, you can. Therefore, once again, we're talking about not taking a lot of notes in class, mainly listening to audio tapes, videotapes, and having hands-on experience. You will have to do some studies at home to memorize using flashcards of these various different prefixes and suffixes and body parts, the anatomical parts of the body where the doctor actually makes incisions, he has ectomies where he removes things or implants things. These are all procedures that the doctor has to do on a patient. Now, why do you suppose we need to know about medical terminology? Well, the doctor has to bill for whatever procedure he performs on a patient. The patient comes in with a diagnosis, and we look up the diagnosis and see what the condition was, and then we look up what procedure was done on the patient. Now, there is something called ICD-10-CM, and that is the code that they're using now, and CPT coding. The doctor came up with the CPT coding so that his staff could be able to be paid. Now, the ICD-10-CM has a number of different areas of specialty, such as outpatient procedure coding and in-hospital coding, not to mention the specialty code. Now, we are going to be focusing in. After you finish the foundation of terminology, we're going to be focusing in on home health coding. And that's a specialty area that includes home health compliance, home health diagnosis, home health OASIS, home health hospice. So those are some specialty areas that you can look to specialize in. Now, can these jobs be done remotely from the home? Why, yes, they can. But most candidates want to become efficient and proficient at processing these codes and know what to do, so they might want to sit up under the tutelage of an instructor and then go and work for someone in the hospital setting or home health setting or hospice setting so they can get that experience. Most places want to see you with years of experience behind you before they will allow you to be a remote worker from home. Now, what I want to tell you, I don't know why I'm going to have to change that sunlight. So hold on 1 minute because I'm going to have to turn off some full supply. Hold tight. Okay, just a minute. Sunlight out of here. I love the sunlight, but it actually takes away from this class, and you can't see anything. If you hold tight for 1 minute, you'll be back in commission. Okay, I'm sure you all have questions that you want to ask, and we're going to cover that. We're going to have a question and answering segment. Now, I'm juggling around a couple of things here. Okay, because we are also online with our Blog Talk radio station. We will no longer be on the live YouTube channel, and we're going to focus in on these two channels because we have a lot of work to do, and I've been taking up quite a bit of time addressing the news and the R. Kelly case and trying to, monitor that. And we're going to see what happens on that. And right now we're going to give this time and attention for at least the next week on a daily basis to address this class, because we've been waiting for it to come in and we've been waiting to get involved with the class. And now that we are involved, we are going to stay involved. And I'm going to ask that whoever enrolls in this class or whoever comes to this class, and this is not the first day, this is an introduction to talking about it, but once we take those sign-up names, I'm going to ask you to stay with the program, stay with it for the long haul to see what the end is going to be. You'll be able to take this knowledge into another class with medical terms, and you'll be able to fly through it and master it, but we have not decided if, what credits are going to be given yet. All of that is being worked on now, but you can take it as a foundational course now to get an understanding of what is involved. It won't change as far as the type of curriculum that you will be handed. This will be the same curriculum, so you will get a head start. Now, once again, I did mention retention, total retention, up to 85%. So we want to teach to mastery. So whatever you learn, we want you to master it at least 85% so that you can recall the medical, anatomical body parts. You can recall the procedures and understanding the prefix and the suffixes. Now, I'm going to see if my phone will allow me to go over to the curriculum so I can share that with you. Hold tight. Okay, for the benefit of not wanting to knock us out of here, we are going to just go with my notes today. I want you to understand that medical terminology has it has the anatomical body parts. And as I told you, it deals with the skeletal system, the nervous system, the endocrine system, and the muscles, and you'll be learning all about the endocrine system and the muscles, and you'll be able to apply this information so that when you start coding, and that coding is called ICD-10-CM, is the coding that they're doing all over the United States now. It was ICD-9. They just switched over to ICD-10. And there are some addendum actually come through the government. And I think I showed you this book before. If you can see this book, it is the ICD-CM, the ICD-10-CM Official Guide for Coding and Reporting FY 2019. Now, these are all the updates that the government requires, and we have to reference to this book to find out what's going on. Now, that book is free. You can get that with your home health book, or you can go online and download a free copy. This one right here is not free. This book is over $200 and is well worth it. It's your home health, ICD-10 CM, your complete home health. And it's a manual of coding diagnosis. And see here, I have put my tabs on it. You're going to have to put your tabs on there. And these are tabs to break up all of the body parts, the anatomical body parts. Okay, now, I'm going to tell you that you might want to sign up for this organization. There are many boot camps. And let me hold on. There are plenty of boot camps that are out there, plenty of them. And I want you to know that these boot camps what's going on? Is this thing do something different? Oh boy. Okay, here we go. There are plenty of boot camps out there, ladies and gentlemen. And these boot camps that are out there, sometimes you'll get a flyer from companies like Coding Oasis or Decision Health. And this particular boot camp is something you might want to take after you've had the medical terminology. It gives you an in-depth study of medical ICD-10-CM under the OASIS training. And under that training, you can do the ICD-10 coding basic for those beginners out there, and you can do the ICD-10 intermediate coding if you code it. And for those people who are advanced, you can do the ICD-10 advanced coding for advanced coders who already have a certificate, a CPC from AHIMA or from AAPC endorsement. Then there's OASIS diagnosis training. These are the specialty areas that you can specialize in: hospice specialization or compliance specialization. And they're going to have a conference coming up. This conference is going to be coming up this summer. And after you finish these classes, there'll be classes in Florida from February. They've already had those classes in Florida. They've already had the classes in Dallas. They were March 11th through the 14th. The final classes that they just completed was Chicago in Oakbrook from the 26th. They're doing that now to the 28th. Now, these workshops are over for all intents and purposes. If you wanted to catch one of those after you finish your training, it wouldn't be possible. So you're going to have to wait until the Decision Health offers their Home Health Coding Summit. And they're going to have CEUs. You can earn 21 BMSC CEUs and sit for either your home health, your home health coding, your home health coding in diagnosis, or home health coding in OASIS, home health coding in compliance, and home health coding in hospice. They offer these classes, and they are going to start, let me look at the date here, because there's going to be this summer, and you might be able to get into those classes. And I think they're going to be in August, if I'm not mistaken. Now, let me tell you why I'm bringing this up to you. I'm bringing this up to you because you can complete a complete in-home training program. For those of you who would like to have a certificate now, you can go online upon completing my class, and you can take one of their programs that they have online, and that's through Decision Health. They offer a full range of an online program where you can be certificated upon completing, and that is called the BMSC New Associate Program, okay? And the BMSC is the endorser who endorses the program and gives you your credentials, and you can go online and take the class, the associate program, and the associate program is your first step in the process towards the mastery of the basics of coding. And we teach you the basics of ICD-10 and CPT code, well, ICD-10, not CPT. OASIS earned, and your certificate as a home care coding associate. That's what your certificate will say. It will be an HCA, home health coding associate. And then there's OASIS associate, HCO, if you wanted to get that specialty, or the home care hospice associate, the HH. Now, there are some study guides that go with those books online. You only have to have your home health book to do the cases and to process all of the coding. Once you finish that, before you take the exam, you might want to do the review, and you can buy the review books to help prepare you for the actual exam. All of this can be done independently, ladies and gentlemen, and you can acquire yourself credentials and become skilled. Now, what I'm going to be giving you is a foundation for understanding. Hold on, let me get my ear here. A foundation for understanding how the medical system works and the terminology. What I'm going to be giving you is the terminology. Then you're going to want to come back and take anatomy and physiology. A lot of people say you don't need anatomy and physiology. I prescribe that you do. If you're going to work in this profession, the more of a foundation you have, the better. Then you can figure out the patient background, understanding the underlying causes of diseases with the in-depth knowledge of anatomy and physiology. It will help you to be able to determine what is the underlying cause of a patient's illness. And it will help you so that you're advancing yourself in the profession. Hold tight. All right. Now we got a little bit too less of light. I'm going to have to let a little light in here. Hold up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to alert you to the fact that I am a trainer. I'm a professional development specialist, and I specialize in adult education training, bringing professional development to various corporations and companies and setting their professional development up. And because the medical field is in need as well for professional trainers, and we also call them TACs, training and curriculum specialists. We go in and help set up the actual professional development for that department. If they're medical, we make sure all their people have had the medical terminology, make sure that they have enrolled in their medical anatomy and physiology. And each year they want you to take certain courses. And in order to keep your license, you will have to take the CEUs to renew your license. Now, because I am forevermore taking classes to keep my license up and my training up, then I don't mind going to these boot camps and I don't mind enrolling in these classes because these classes will help me to keep my skills up to date. Now, I will be taking a specialty endorsement. There are many of these specialty endorsements. Hospices, home health compliance, also home health specialty, and then OASIS is the Medicare. Now, these may all sound strange to you, but they hold some specific notoriety in their specialty area. These are coders that do specialty coding. That would put you in demand. Whereas if you went into getting a CPC, you would just be a regular coder, and you would code everything from outpatient hospital to inpatient hospital, and you wouldn't do any specialty coding. I would suppose that the specialty coders are going to be paid more and be more in demand, and that's why when I came back to this profession, I decided to focus in on the specialty areas, because you can monopolize the field in that those areas where there's not very many specialty people, and you can gain more income as well. Now, I'm sure you have questions, and I'm going to make sure you get those questions answered. Hold tight. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the total retention program that I've been talking to you about is a medical terminology curriculum, and it's going to be taught online. Normally, it's taught in the cohort classroom face-to-face, where you can interact with the student and the teacher. And there's a lot of visual aids that actually come from overhead projector or from visual through the auditory or videotaping. And there's no need to take notes because of the fact you are going to be engaging yourself so that you can maintain the 80% retention of what you remember. And you don't need to write that down. When you do go home, you're going to be given some form of flashcard so that you can test yourself and quiz yourself. But we wanted this to be as less intensified as possible, where you're not overwhelmed with a bunch of note-taking, trying to write down every word. You will eventually maintain these anatomical terminologies, such as the suffixes, the prefixes, and the actual add-on vowels that are added in there. This is a Latin language-driven program where you're going to be learning different words like the me, ology, Italy, let me think of some others. Now, if I could get to my other screen, I could pull it up, but I don't want to lose you on the screen. Now, one of the things that I wanted to say is that everyone can get involved in medical terminology, because if you ever read your medical records, you're going to want to understand who are they talking about, what part of my body is that. How do I decipher if that is a brain tumor, or do I have blood clots on the brain? You'll be able to interpret your medical terminology in your record. And the good thing about this, there's jobs out there in the area of medical transcriptionists. You have to know terminology very well to listen to the auditory tapes and to transcribe what the doctor's orders are based on the language that they are putting on the audio tape. And you would transcribe that by typing it. So you have to be very proficient in your medical terminology. Medical terminology can also be used in a courtroom when you're transcribing for a case with a medical malpractice. And medical term can also be used in tumor registers when you have patients that have cancer and you're tracking their cancer, and you must do the actual ICD-10 on the codes that are given to this cancer patient. So this is a profession where you can sit from your couch and you can do the job by looking up your codes, just like I showed you in the coding manual. You have your index that are tapered off based on what part of the body that you are looking for information. You go to your tabs and you begin to scroll down your tabs to make sure you're picking the right one. Now, don't think that you're only solely relying upon your book, your tab. There is some software out where you can also rely upon your software to get a final code, to get a code to give you the right code so that you can maximize your coding selection. That way you can purchase that software, and of course you want to do it manually and not have to rely on the software on the computer, because the more you manipulate your book, the more you'll be able to understand what sections to go to and how to prescribe a code. Now, for those who think you can just get the software and just go look it up in the computer and don't bother to do the process of going through each one of these sections, you definitely want to keep your skills up. Now, I want to say this to those people out there who might be interested in being in the medical records field. The medical records field is fantastic. Initially, when I got out of school teaching and couldn't find a job, I was granted a scholarship to go back to school, and I decided after coming out of respiratory therapy that I had learned everything I could learn there, and I wanted to know more about medical terminology. So I enrolled in the medical records program, and I spent 2 years in the information and technology program, and they also have information and administration. I was going to become a tech behind the scenes. I already had a bachelor's degree and didn't need to go for another bachelor's degree. I spent 2 years in the program and was waiting for a job because I'd been just recently graduated and needed a job. So after completing all the theoretical courses and enrolling in the internship, I was right in the internship when I was offered a job. And therefore, I took the job because I had been waiting over 2 years right after college to get a job. And at that time, I always remember that I was 2 steps away from taking my exam. And I never took the exam all those years. But you know what? With my 2 years of experience and the theoretical courses that I'd taken, it really made me a prize candidate to work as a trainer in the medical records area. So I landed a job as an adjunct teaching medical records and setting up the 1-year certificate program for coding specialists. So I was able to use my skill. I was able to use my skill of Blue Cross and Shield and training candidates in the area of risk retention, medical terminology that we use for Blue Cross and Shield. And I was able to take my students to another level, place them in internships in the medical field. So I've always had my hand in the medical field, even though I did not get my credential and licensing. I have the coursework, and as most employees can see, well, she has the coursework, she just needs to sit for her exam. So I would be a prime candidate that someone would say, come on, you know, you're a trainer, we'll put you through to do a review and sit for the exam. So I'm saying to you, some of you might be in the same situation I'm in, have all the work experience but never sit for the exam. And as you know, most corporations do not want to talk to you unless you can show them the credential that you've obtained from taking the theoretical course. So I'll be right along with you for sitting for the home health endorsement, for the home health compliance and home health endorsement. And I don't think I want to do the hospice just yet, but the compliance I'm very interested in, and the home health diagnosis. So I'll be able to use everything I learned, plus the medical term will come in handy. It'll be fresh on my mind. Now, I plan to take those exams this summer. Now, I've been reviewing and preparing to set the exam, and you can be a part of my team, too, by learning how to code and learning all of these specialties. You can start the preparation for reviewing and studying to sit for your exam at the next conference that they're offering, which will be held this summer during the month of June and August. And I'm getting people alarmed because I do need people on my team that will come to this class, take the review with me, and get prepared to sit for the exam. I think we'll go back to the station. Hold tight. We're back and we're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for coming to the session to talk about re-entering in the field of medical records and coding. This course we're talking about that we'll be doing shortly on our next session, we'll be talking about medical terminology retention, total retention. How do you find a course that's going to give you 85% retention so that you can retain 85% of the information? Well, the courses are out there, ladies and gentlemen, and we've been waiting for this one. As you know, I gave a medical terminology course for, I think it was like 4 weeks, an introduction to get people's whistles wet. And this is the summa cum laude here. This is the Cadillac and the Maverick of all the classes because it's going to be fun. It's going to be different than any other class you've ever taken, and you're going to find that you'll be able to retain that information without taking a bunch of notes and constantly being bogged down in class trying to filter out this information. It is based on a word association, so you can memorize this information. Hold tight. Let me see if there's anyone in the room. If you'd like to call in, please do call in, and I'm going to give that number. Hold tight. That number is 760-539-3247. You can call in and you can ask to speak to the host. I am the host, Omienka 7, and I will talk with you to tell you more about this new program. This program is a foundation for men and women who would like to obtain their coding certificate in the specialty areas of home health coding, home health hospice, home health OASIS, is this Medicare, home health compliance, and home health diagnosis. Yes, you'll probably hear people talking more about the ICD-10. which is a generalist program, and that doesn't deal with individual coders that are coding specialty. I am introducing you to the coding specialty. So you have a specialty of one of the four areas of OASIS specialist, compliance specialist, home health specialist, and also hospice specialist. Now, what this will allow you to do is to go to the nursing home and work directly with the nursing home, the hospice center. This is not working in the hospital. This is working for those other agencies. And home health has a different endorsement altogether. And as I explained to you, that once you finish the medical term, then you want to sit for the actual associate program that I told you about. You can obtain a certificate and get a basic foundation for the associate program. And that program is going to give you an actual certificate where you can actually tell someone in the industry that you have credentials. It is an online program, and it's home care, and it actually is, you can earn your certificate as a home care coding associate. And here's the specialty areas, the HCA, which is the home care, and you have the OASIS associate, which is the HCO, the home care hospice associate, which is the HHA. You can receive your certificate in those areas. Now, that is not for the actual endorsement. That is a certificate. So you want to do the review of any one of these specialties. As I told you, HCSC or the HCSCH or the HCSD. And those are review booklets that you would use to review for the actual test. That gets you ready for the test. And at the end, you sign up for your exam. Okay, you get the recognition you deserve. And then you get your acronyms behind your name of HCSD, HCSO, HCSH, HCSC. Then you are officially certified, and then you can go in anyone's hospice center, home health, and apply for a job doing their coding. Yes, I think you want to know about this, ladies and gentlemen, because of the fact that a lot of people, they stay home because they have different reasons. Some people may be disabled and want to stay at home in order to make sure that they can get around in the house, and they have, you know, they may be handicapped, disabled, or they may have children that keep them from going out of the house. So this is definitely a home health cottage business where you can work from your home. Now, remember, I'm talking to you about the specialty coders, not about the generalist coders who work in the hospital and outpatient hospital. I'm talking about working in the nursing home. And you can go in and give them your skills and your help in helping to properly code their claims, making sure that their age, they have lots of age that are working that need to be skilled and trained. You can make sure that you monitor their compliance, making sure they enroll in classes, making sure that they have gotten their continuing education hours, making sure that every year that their folders and files are being checked for all the necessary continuing education courses they need. Now, you can also work in a hospice, and if you don't know what that is for patients who are terminally ill and who don't expect to get better, and they want to live their time out in the hospice center. And usually those are brick-and-mortar buildings that are just like the nursing home, or they can be in your home as the hospice center. But we definitely want to know that these are specialty areas, and we want to get involved in the specialty areas because this will give us more notoriety and make us more in demand, and we'll be able to find employment faster and get paid a lot better. Now, coding is, there's a shortage of coders all over the states, and there's a need for coders that have at least a minimum of 5 years of experience in coding. And most places might take you in with your certificate to on the floor under their auspices, but you won't get to work remote from home because you need at least 5 years of experience up under your belt. And if you have that, you can look to apply for a remote job from your home. But until you earn that experience, you definitely want to earn enough experience in on a floor where you are being observed and monitored and supervised. Now, these codes, they've decided to do software to create a backup where you can go and check the codes that you put on to see if these codes are substantial and if they're the right code. And you can do a follow-up by going online to your software to look up these codes to see if that code was correct that you mounted on that particular diagnosis. Now, you'll find that medical terminology is very deep. It gets into not only the anatomical parts of the body, but the parts of the endocrine system and the muscle system and the skeletal system. So this allows you to engage yourself so that when you're talking the lingo, there will be language, there will be words that you might not know. So you have a vocabulary list of words that you're building up and making sure you enunciate appropriately by listening to audio tape, because you're going to want to appear to be a professional in front of the doctors or the nurses when you are engaging in conversation, and you want to use the appropriate anatomical name. Some of you might be in nursing homes where you're charting on the floor and where you're pulling off the procedures so you can code. Some of you may work in nursing home centers, and some of you may work in Blue Cross Blue Shield in the area of processing claims. Some of you may work in workers' compensation, but you definitely want to get this training because a number of places used to give internships where you can go and get the work on the job. It's very rare that they give any work on the job, so you have got to get the actual theoretical part and then go and try to hire and work for a corporation that's willing to do some more training for you. Now, I want you to understand that we're going to be back on again this week. We're not going to make this really long and drawn out, but I wanted to let you know you're welcome to call into my station, tell me you're interested in the class, and we're going to have like a webinar set up. And if we can't get that set up in time, we will use our blog talk room, but I prefer to have a whiteboard and have a classroom environment with our own class, okay? So give me some time. Give me a minute here to get all this orchestrated. But you know it's been coming because we've been talking about it, and we've actually laid the foundation with that first medical terminology class, which is nothing like this one, because you'll be using tools that will allow you to retain this information. You're going to be able to retain so much of this information that you'll wonder, how did I regain that knowledge and how am I still able to recall it? Well, that's what Dean Vaughn does. He creates a curriculum that will allow you to recall all the information readily. And that's why we call it the Total Retention Program, where you're not fooling around with a bunch of papers and notes and keeping records. You are listening, being attentive, and you are allowing yourself to maintain that information. And that's what we're going to be getting into, more of that this week. So you definitely want to tune in to our station. You definitely want to tune in to our station, and we are either going to be on YouTube or the Blog Talk. It's a little difficult for me to broadcast on both stations, and we have to set up the class so that you're in a classroom environment. Now, go home. Think about this. See if this is something for you. Go home and ask yourself, do I need to be in a class like that? Okay. Back, ladies and gentlemen, you are talking to your Omi. I am your teacher. I'm your host for this afternoon. We are talking about that all new feature curriculum that we've been waiting for, the total retention for medical terminology. Yes, it retains, you'll be able to retain 85% of your information, but you will have to definitely take in that information through listening and auditory and tactile. We're going to be talking about the anatomical alphabet of the medical terminology, such as our suffixes, prefixes, and our add-on vowels, as we use the anatomical books to understand medical terminology. And what makes this program so special, where you can retain 85% of it? How are you going to be able to recall 85% of these lectures? It's through word association. And this program has been around for a while. I've used it with my training with Blue Cross Blue Shield. All of my trainers retain the information where they all pass the class with 85% or better. That is because you are not sitting in class, sitting there taking notes, engaged in the paper, but you're interacting at the board, at the overhead projector, using flashcards, working with partners, doing dual teaching lessons where you teach one another. This is an interactive class. Of course, you're going to be taking it online. You won't be in our boardroom taking a class with us. I wish you could. But online, you will have some bit of interaction as well. And the class has been refined and re-mentored to use online. Now, this is my first time getting to use the program online. I have used the Interactive Classroom Coverse program with thousands of women who went through the Blue Cross Blue Shield training, which I was over and conducted their in-house training for those new hirees. So just think, after finishing this medical term, you can then go and take your anatomy and physiology. And we are working on a project to bring back the anatomy and physiology so you can take that too in the form of word association. Yes, yes, it has been designed for that total retention as well. So why would you want to take anatomy and physiology? Well, if you're on a path to work in the medical field, you are going to need these courses as foundational courses. The nurse can't very well go in and assist the doctor with any surgical procedure without a foundation of medical terminology and anatomy and physiology. Usually, nurses take two separate courses, anatomy and physiology, both a lab. And that's an in-depth course, ladies and gentlemen. But there have been courses designed for anatomy and physiology to be taught together without the lab. Now, these courses are going to be preparations for anyone that's going into CNA, anyone that is going into nursing, nursing assistant, occupational therapist, anyone that's going into radiology, someone that is going into respiratory therapy, or medical records. Now, there is two degrees, one associate degree for registered health information technologist. That's the RHIT for the two-year associate. And some of you might be planning to go into the two-year associate or the four-year bachelor's, the RHIA, the Registered Health Information individual. And that person wants to be an administrator to supervise, and it's a four-year program. You can make do with just a two-year program. Or if you only wanted to be a coder, you can go for the certificate one-year program and obtain your CPC, or you can obtain, as I told you, those beautiful endorsements such as the Health HCSD, and that is the health home health information for the diagnosis, the home health information for hospice, the home health information for OASIS, the home health information for the compliances. Now, these are specialty areas that we're talking about. And when you buy your book, just remember, it is not the same as the ICD-10, where it's a generalist program in the hospital and outpatient. This book is strictly for home health. So you are in a specialty category. Now, in taking these classes, you can get the certificate, the home health care certificate. You can get the certificate for the home care coding associate. And that certificate is a start. That's where you start from. That will teach you ICD-10 thoroughly and give you a foundation of which one of those specialties you want to go into. Upon taking those, you're just starting. You're just beginning. So then you want to do a review. So there are review books that you can ascertain. And this summer they're having a conference where you can come and do, after you've done your review, get prepared to sit for your exam and obtain your home health, your complete home health care credential. And then you're ready to go and work in someone's hospice center, someone's home health, someone's OASIS program. These are all in the nursing care setting. And the hospice care can be in their own hospice care or in your own home. This is also dealing with OASIS, and that is a Medicare procedure for coding. So we're talking about a whole different program than the generalist program that you would do through the CPC. We're talking about going through the actual home health care. Now, let me say this to you young men. Do not be bashful, because I want to see more men enrolled in the classroom. And we're dealing with minorities and lower socioeconomic people. If you are in an area where you can't find a job and you've been in a lower socioeconomic area, please do come in and register. Your class is free to you. We want those people who can't find employment. We need skills. I am going to be giving you some skills, some that you can put on your resume and ascertain a job with. If someone sees that you've had anatomy, physiology, I can't give you chemistry because we don't have that particular curriculum, but I can give you terminology, anatomy, and physiology. And those are the foundational course for working in anyone's hospital or clinic. And you can get hired as a phlebotomist because it'll give you all of the terminology you need to know. And phlebotomists are out there on the floor. They get so many lessons in learning how to hold the bevel up and go in and draw from the venous blood. And then if they're doing ABGs, they're drawing from the arterial blood gases. And these are skillful jobs. You have to have a steady hand, and you have to have some foundational knowledge. So that's what I'm trying to give away to you. I am going to be taking the actual exam this summer. I will sit for the exam after so many years, and I do have a foundation of the medical coding in the hospital setting, outpatient and in-hospital. And this is a specialty area I decided to branch out into, the home health care for hospice, for OASIS, as well as for diagnosis, because I feel that I know quite a bit about the home health. Also, the knowledge that I've gained from working around nursing care centers, I can transfer that over. Now, if you are out there, I want to say, you do have a phone number, and I'm going to give that number out again, and we'll be back on the air again so that you can call in. Hold tight. That number is 760-539-3247. And we'll be back on the line for those of you who may have missed this segment. But this is our very first segment of introduction. And this week we'll be doing a series of introductions to get those people enrolled in the class who would like to be there. Because once we start, we're going to urge you to class to see what the end is going to be. It's free. You have nothing to lose. Okay? This is a gift from me to you. And I got to give the gift away because for me to be sitting on this skill and this knowledge and not impart it to my other brothers and sisters would be sinful. So I've been talking about this program for the last 2 years. Now I finally got the curriculum in my hand and was given the go-ahead to expand the program to others. This would be the best time and spent and the most exhilarating time for you that you've ever spent for free. So go ahead and take advantage of it. It will allow you to broaden your horizon in the allied health profession. As I told you, I've been an adjunct in the allied health profession. I've taken many women to their internship and transitioned them into the workforce working with medical coding. So I've done this for quite a long time. I actually was in the classroom teaching and was at that time full-time and under contract, so I couldn't transition over to the adjunct job just yet. And adjunct is usually part-time, so I've always done part-time adjunct work at the college and set up the one-year certificate program for one-year candidates who were going for coding specialty. Now, you can be a coding specialist if you like, and you can be that in your CPC class for dealing with the outpatient hospital. And if you wanted to deal with specialties, you have to go a different route for the specialty. And that's what I'll be teaching for the specialty. Now, please don't get those two confused because you can't just jump up. You can do their training, of course, which will give you a foundation for coding ICD-10. That is taught in both classes, the foundation, but the specialty area is only taught in the specialty area. And I want you to understand that there's a number of women who are sitting at home who cannot go to work because they have small infants and who have disabilities and cannot leave their home. So I'm going to say, I would like to see you follow the leader, and please do continue to listen and follow the leader. And we are going to make sure that you get a chance to be a part of what we're doing. Go down below and subscribe and become a follower and ring that bell. Thank you. Now, I want to say to those of you who are still on the line with me, and I'm talking to my Law Talk family, I've saved this for last. I want you to know that as a celebration of our 10th anniversary, I'm giving a little bit of me away, and that is my time and attention to head up the only real total retention program that maintains 85% of retention is being offered for free, and we are giving you first privilege to it, those Blog Talk listeners, by calling in, saying that you want to enroll, giving your commitment to show up to class. That's all you have to do. You don't even have to take notes the first day of class, and we're urging you not to take notes, because this is a class where retention comes from class participation and interacting, not just coming in, scribbling down notes, being bombarded with written work. That's not what this class is about. And we want to urge you to let you know that we're coming on these airways because I feel I have a debt to pay to give something back. I have 2 degrees and the 2-year associate on top of that. So I want to say to you, I am a generous person. I love giving. I know that through giving, it is better to give than to receive. I will receive my blessings in heaven. But at the same time, I want to see my sisters get over the grain house, get a chance to go to work, be able to maintain their home. And for you brothers out there who cannot find jobs, I certainly want to give you an opportunity to get a skill. And how badly do I want you to be a part of this predominantly female-driven profession? This industry needs to be increased with some minority males. And we are going to come into this segment together, and we're going to open some doors so you can start the process of doing cottage home businesses at home. And you can cut down on so much of that expense. Now, don't think that we made up this cottage home opportunity. The actual corporations themselves realize that it's cost-effective to have you work from your home rather than coming out, spending money on the highway for gas, time spent on the road, where you can be more productive at home, processing your claims in a heartbeat with them being downloaded to you and you getting right on the job. None of that preparation for getting gas, getting on the highway. You start work immediately, and you can produce more claims for them. And we can produce more profitable individuals who are mastering terminology. And if you can master medical terminology, you can be a butt-kicking claim processor, a butt-kicking coding specialist, a butt-kicking home health OASIS or hospice specialist, because I train only the best, and we produce our quota and met our quota on a daily basis with our claim processes. Yes, you can go into claim processing with the background of medical terminology and anatomy and physiology. Yes, they are looking for claim processing, and you can be one of the best claim processors in there because you'll have a foundation. But you want to hurry up and get ready to sign up for our class. Next time we meet, which will be tomorrow, approximately around 3 o'clock, and that will be the time I'm going to be asking people to list their names and indicate that they're going to show up. I don't want to teach a class like I did last time, and you don't want to show up. This is for you, babe. This is for you to be able to gain some foundational prerequisites. Everything requires a foundation in the medical field, in the science field. They always ask that you have math or science behind you before they'll let you work in these professions. Here's your opportunity to get them science behind you. I am endorsed for science. I do have over 30 hours, 60-some hours in the allied health profession so that I can easily teach at anyone's college and get paid for this. But I want to bring this course to the hood for our people, whole time. Now, we're not going to break camp right now, but we will get back to that phone caller. And if he needs to call me, he can be right here online. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as I was saying, we are going to do our very best to get people enrolled in the class, and you're going to have to be committed to coming to class and participating. This is a hands-on class participation. You just can't come in here and not take notes and then don't participate. You will be able to be involved with auditory listening as well as visual video listening. And you will have to be participating, and there will be homework. Just because I said there's no note-taking in class, there will be some note-taking, but not all the time drudgery note-taking. You will do your homework at home. Come prepared to learn, because this is a free class, but we want you to be engaged, and we want you to pick up the information. So in the end, when you test it, you would have retained 85% of this information, and you won't go home not taking it serious. Take this class serious, and it can take you places. It can open up doors for you. When someone sees on your transcript that you've had medical terminology and anatomy and physiology, they know you're serious about the medical allied health profession. And for those of you who are trying to become CNA, you're going to have to take anatomy and physiology down the road. And if you're going to be an RN, you're definitely going to have to take it. An occupational therapist, a radiologist, these are areas that are open for people that have a medical foundation. And a number of people say there are no jobs. Well, that's not necessarily true. The problem is people have no foundation for the sciences, and that's what I'm trying to give back to my community. So please do take an extra day to think about this. Do I want to be in the allied health profession? Can OMI help me? Well, look at my background on LinkedIn and you see the experience that I've had. And you'll note that I'm well endowed in the allied health profession. And this is one of my specialty areas. And I love working with adult learners and especially to help you to get through these classes, to know that you have a foundation. Now you can take medical terminology, anatomy, physiology, and then go on to taking coding. You are ready with just those three classes. Don't let anybody tell you you're not. Now, there's a lot of programs out there, and I do admonish a lot of these programs. They have created curriculum on their own. They have mastered the doggone thing. They have actually gone and eliminated anatomy physiology. How they did that, I don't know. But I recommend it so that you don't stumble later on down the road. Now, a lot of people try to knock other people out of this profession, but I've earned my right to be in this profession with over 30-some-odd years of being a training curriculum specialist, okay, with a master's in training curriculum specialist, and also with experience in setting up programs for Blue Cross Blue Shield, other allied health programs in Minnesota and Minneapolis, and also at the college level setting up their one-year certificate program in medical coding. So I'm coming back to my first love. Yes, as a teacher, we teach many different grades, but I do enjoy working with the adult learners in the allied health profession. I can help you do this, ladies and gentlemen, and I can help you get these three classes under your belt. Medical terminology, anatomy, physiology, then to go on to learn coding, ICD-10 coding. Yes, I can teach you that as well. There are books and manuals, and I'm very learned at taking a book and deciphering and going through it. So we can learn together, and you can foresee a dream where you can be credentialed and licensed in the home health profession as a coder. This is a specialty area. You will be a specialist with a niche. Your niche will be in demand, not just a generalist, but let me say this much to you. Come with a made-up mind. Come with a made-up mind that you're going to register. You want to be a part of the class. There's no, right now, I will find out if there is an actual textbook, but from what I gather, I was told there is no textbook, just the online material. I'm still reading through the curriculum now. But come to class tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com/Oracle, O-R-A-C-L-E, Divination, Divination Network, Network. And you can look that up and go back and look at my previous classes and see that we've been around for over 10 years starting in May. So we've been around for the long haul, and we've offered all kinds of assistance for people. And also with Allison, we've even put people in contact with Allison to take free classes. There are plenty of free classes out there, and we want to help you. We want to establish you, and we want to get you in the allied health profession where you're needed. So thank you very much, and we will be looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Thank you so much for joining me today. And we'll be meeting back here at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tomorrow to go over question and answers about the class. We are looking to recruit those adult learners who are interested in the allied health profession. I am a professional development specialist. I do conduct classes for companies who would like to get their in-house people trained to do their continuing education hours, as well as to get into the medical profession. For those brand new candidates who've never worked in the medical profession before, I've worked in respiratory therapy for over 5 years, and I've done the laboratory work as drawing the ABGs, the arterial blood gases. I've gone to school in the actual home, well, in the area of registered home health technician in medical records at College of DuPage. So I've earned the right to be here because I finished the theoretical work and the 2 years. However, I will be taking for the first time sitting for the exam, so I'm doing a review now. And this is my effort to do my review, that I may take some of you as tutors under my belt. I can do the review now by taking your medical terminology course, anatomical words, and dealing with parts of the body. And we will also be looking at taking the anatomy and physiology course under the same process of the total retention. This is a unique course. It is not like all your other classes. I am a master teacher. I've taught at the junior colleges in several different states. So I do have the methodology behind me to deliver a class like this. And I'm giving it away for free. I am obligated to give something back to my community who didn't have the opportunity to go to college and who weren't able to engage in master programs like myself. So I'm giving something back, a part of myself, with no pun intended, no money, and nothing up front. Just come and bring yourself and buy your material. I won't be able to pay for your material. You will have to buy your book. And that book is somewhere in the tune of $200 for you to be using as an open book test when you go in for your exam. So you definitely want to get familiar with your manual and also putting your tabs on so you can use that during your test. They don't allow you to take any sticky notes in, but you can bring your book in and you can write in your book, okay, and leave yourself notes. But it's very important to know that this is a demanding field. It is in demand now for males and females, and a number of them are working home as coders, remote compliance. Some of them are working in the profession of home health hospice. Some of them are working as home health diagnosis, compliances. They're working with the nursing home. This is a specialty that I want to give you so that you can be prepared to go from your living room table or from your office. You structure it. As we need more cottage home workers, and I'm about to open up the opportunity for male and female to register in this program. And if you're out there and hesitant about who I am, go look up my credentials on the LinkedIn, and you can see my portfolio there and what I've done in the field. So, nevertheless, Blue Cross Blue Shield trained me well to work with those candidates who were those claim processors. We had to have a foundation of medical terminology. We taught the terminology to all those women, and they all excelled and retained 85 retention information. So the program works. It's a well-work program and mostly well-known in the allied health profession. So do join me tomorrow as we have our discussion. We're going to get on with this discussion, and by Monday, we're going to start the class, and those people who we've actually signed up by then, they will register, they will come to class on a timeless basis. We don't want you missing class, because when you miss something, you cannot come back and say the class doesn't work when it's not well attended. and no pun intended. I want you to understand I'm a no-nonsense teacher, and when we put our minds to something, we're going to master it, okay? And you're talking to a master teacher. You can take people that have a C average and make them an A and B student. I've done it before, okay? If we have good studies, we master this class together, and then we can go on to review and then sit for the exam and become credential. It's a process. Doesn't happen overnight. So don't anybody come in here saying, well, when I'm done with this class, will I get my credential? No. You then have anatomy and physiology to take. And then after that, you will have to take the ICD-10 coding and get a grip of that and then do the review and get ready for the exam. Now, this can be an exciting experience for you. You're going to meet great people. You've been to the conferences that they're holding this summer. I intend to be there at that conference, ready and able to sit for that exam. And I put it off for quite a long time because I had other things that were going well for me. But this is something I want under my belt because I can also offer the training to other agencies and do their training for them as a contracted in-house trainer or independent trainer. So this is something that I want as much for myself as I want for you. So join us tomorrow at 3 o'clock p.m. here in the Oracle Diva Nation Network Room, or you can find me online at that time with YouTube. I'll be broadcasting from both places. So thank you so much for joining the leader, and go down below and hit that subscribe button and subscribe as me, as your only one, your teacher, your only one, your teacher. And then go and share this message with a friend and ring that bell so you'll know when I'm on tomorrow. All right, then, I want you to remain steadfast and ready and able, because we all can master this class together. Oh, God. Odabo, I'll see you tomorrow, 3 p.m. sharp. So be there, ready to sign up. And you've been listening to Maddie Harvey's Baby Sister, and I am the only one, your teacher. All right, let me see where I can find that little, that name in there to eat.